This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Who gets the prize this hour for the biggest wind gust? What'd you say? Dickinson gusting to 28 right now. They get the prize? Maybe, just maybe. Gwinner gusting to 23. They're not quite cutting it. Rapid City gusting to 36. So if we go out of state, Rapid City gets the prize. North Dakota Dickinson to 28 right now. Minot gusting to 23. Carrington gusting to 26. 22 in Linton. Southwest to 20 in Oaks right now. Stanley, Northwest gusting to 20 miles an hour. Watford City gusting to 20 miles an hour. Temps range from the low 60s to the mid 40s. That's quite a swing there, isn't it? Yeah. 61 in Oaks right now, 45 in Williston. 61 in Jamestown. Right now, 41 in Tioga, 66 degrees in Gwinner right now, but it's down there at 45 in Rolla. So kind of all over the place. Was a windy one yesterday. Some of that continues today. Skies cloudy, fair in some spots, partly sunny in others. Up Grand Forks, balmy 63 degrees right now. Winds only meandering around southwest to 15 miles an hour. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hammond. Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell, is here as well. Saw a very nice note from a listener during the break. Texted him, said, I really wish your show was longer. This show brings current issues and concerns to light and actually listens to the people. How about that? If possible, could you cut back on the Rush Limbaugh show and add another 2 hours to your show? Todd, you're in charge of telling Rush. He's down to 1 hour.
Yeah, get right on that one.
We'll take the other two. Thank you very much. yeah, I hear you. I guess we just pack as much in with the time we have here on the program, but that's very kind of you. Big listener fan base out here in the Bakken. Please keep it going, Chief. Been given a nickname from the listener. Chief. I love it. I'll take it. Exactly right. Happy to do that without hopefully offending anyone. 800. We don't want to offend anyone, do we, Todd? Never.
No, we don't.
Trying to go through the day without offending.
Whatever works.
Just reading the listener's comment there. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number to let us know what is on your mind. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Chris Myers. Chris is a U.S. attorney for North Dakota. We're going to unpack what the Attorney General announced in Fargo on Friday. Jeff Sessions was here related to an opioid case that has gotten some international attention. So we'll talk with him about that. And we also had an interview with Jeff Sessions on the program. I'm going to play that for you and give you a chance to share your comments with that as well. So all that coming up. Speaking of which, Leah and Benedict, North Dakota, wanted to talk a little bit about that topic of opioids, which is subject of the Attorney General's visit. What's on your mind, Leah?
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is in follow-up to that discussion and the work of Jeff Sessions and so many. And I'm wondering if people see the role that pharmaceutical companies are playing in this problem and are aware that doctors receive large bonuses and other incentives for prescribing a certain amount of prescription drugs. Secondly, the pharmaceutical companies control how diseases are studied in all of our laboratories and institutions, and they fund the medical schools and have probably the greatest impact on how those the doctors are trained. And I first noticed this abuse in the most vulnerable population we have, probably with elderly relatives. Once an elderly person has hip surgery, it's very, very difficult, even after they're healed, to get them to take them off the pain pills. And it is a big culprit of causing depression, the pain pills in the elderly. And in dealing with side effects of the prescription drugs, then they get into this vicious cycle of medicating the side effect and then medicating the side effects of that side effect. And it is reported by the American Medical Association, AMA, that death from the pharmaceutical side effects is the third and fourth leading cause of death in America, in the United States. That number has changed between the third and the fifth leading cause. I haven't kept track of where it's currently at. And at this point, I think we've all seen how many children are now on an unreal amount of prescription drugs. And I guess I just see that the pharmaceutical drug company empire overly influences the medical community and the users for maximum profit. I think the leading example is the push for statin drugs to lower cholesterol. And it is proven that people who get on these drugs do not live any longer than those who do not. So either the side effects are so drastic that the side effects kill them, or it is a big farce and the cholesterol is not really what is causing the problems. I don't know. They don't always keep track of how the side effects are affecting the whole body. For instance, cholesterol is so essential for brain function, and we've seen such a large rise in Alzheimer's disease, and it very well could be linked back to all of these extreme cholesterol-lowering drugs that the doctors have been giving incentives and bonuses for prescribing a certain amount of. So yeah. I think there's a very large empire thing going on here that this is all starting to have its effects in our society in a very poor way.
What leads you to believe that is in fact the case, Leah? What you sound convinced that a lot of this has happened at the hands of those that are selling or inventing these prescription drugs. Where's your smoking gun?
The smoking gun is in that they have brought it to attention that children and so many of the people who have gotten hooked on heroin have all began with the use of painkillers and the opioids that the pharmaceutical companies have prescribed and tried to get into the hands of as many people as possible. And that is like a starting point. And then when if they do get off of those and do not become opioid addicts, then they look for something else to replace that, because the addiction is a brain disease.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. But I'm not ready to go where you are until I see more data to suggest that. I do think the prescription, I actually think the medical system in general has some culpability here, especially when you look at how the system works, where there's pain audits, and if people are feeling too much pain and their numbers go up, you know, when they say how much pain do I feel, the answer is to prescribe more. These, and then, as you say, we know what's there. I mean, just more of a balance with, you know, what's given versus the potential for addiction. Appreciate your analysis on it, Leah, and thank you for sharing that. I mentioned earlier that we chatted exclusive interview with the Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Friday ahead of his visit to Fargo. We're going to play some of that interview for you now, and then also chat with Chris Myers, the U.S. Attorney, to talk about all this. We first asked him, why North Dakota? Why here?
I am just really proud to be with the United States Attorney's Office and a host of state and local investigators who've made a very, very big international fentanyl case that traces the production of fentanyl in China, to the United States, to Canada, to regions throughout the United States that was also in the death of a 15-year-old in Grand Forks in 2015. So they've just done a fabulous job of beginning a case right here and working it all the way back to Canada and China.
We've asked the local law enforcement officials, Mr. Attorney General, this is Scott Hennon, we've asked them, you know, magic wand, if you could do anything, regardless of resources or anything, to tackle this problem, what would it be? Most of their answer has to do with addiction and treatment rather than boots on the ground law enforcement. How would you answer the question?
Well, is no, and I've been at this nearly 40 years, serving as a United States attorney for 15 years and under President Reagan and Bush, and assistant United States attorney for that. But I think the clear thing is you need the three aspects of it. There's clearly prevention, law enforcement, which is an extension of prevention and interdiction, and treatment. Those are the three things. But the idea that we can focus all our effort on treatment is just a failed, flawed, wrong policy, because you got treatment is not always effective. People who are dying all over this country have been in treatment two or three times.
I will talk more of get more of his answer, rather, after a short break up against the clock here. But he, of course, treatment was suggested by law enforcement more in the sense of the treatment necessary to break somebody of an opioid addiction right now is very difficult. It's not the traditional treatment. So now we're talking about different kinds of treatment, but more of his answer when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Back with more of our chat with Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, just a moment here. And then Chris Myers, U.S. Attorney, on the Attorney General's visit. Right now, first, to chat with our friend CJ at Dak Diesel. Back to a Monday and a brand new week of getting it done. And if you need work on diesel engines, there is one spot, centrally located, Bismarck, North Dakota. Great deal. CJ, waiting for you right now to call and make an appointment, 701 210-0888, 701-210-0888, What do you want us to know about Dak Diesel this week, CJ?
Well, the one thing is I've had really, really good luck. Well, I'm the type of guy that I always look out for something that can not only save my customers money, but also fix, issues, long-term down the road, or even prevent issues. And the one thing I have down here is it's called 4-Plus Super Clean. Now, this stuff is made up in Canada, and it's just been working awesome for my customers. I've had guys where their tractor trucks were missing, where it was definitely an injector that was missing, and they put this stuff in. The bottle runs 2850, but they dumped one bottle in, and before the bottle was empty, it's concentrated so you can use it for 150 gallons, but before they used that whole bottle, whether it was their tractor or pickup truck, one guy used it in his Caterpillar skid steer, they weren't missing anymore. I just want to remind people of that too. Definitely come down and, get some of that for me. It's worth a shot if anybody's having an issue, and it's a good thing to do on an annual basis. So definitely give me a call. Number 701-210-0888. That is my cell. And you gave the other information earlier, Scott. So
DakDiesel.com as well works too. Check it out. Thanks, CJ. Good chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott. Have a great 22
week. 22 past the hour. So we started the conversation playing back excerpts from this interview that we did on Friday of Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General. I said to him in my chats with local law enforcement, I'm amazed that they say if they had a magic wand could do anything, they wouldn't say, I want more law enforcement officers. They want more treatment centers because they really believe treatment and the right kind of treatment, not just 30 days and you're out, but rather addressed to the opioid crisis and the problem is the biggest issue. So here's more of his answer on that. He's saying, we got to go before that. We got to go back to prevention. But here's more of his answer.
We've got to prevent people from getting started. We've got to make this these deadly drugs harder to obtain. We've got to educate young people and other people. Do not get addicted. These addictions are so powerful. They try and try and try. It's so heartbreaking for families and for the people themselves. Lives, families are destroyed by it. We need to do everything we can to do the three steps, prevention, law enforcement, and treatment.
The question that I asked them, the answer came back related to treatment. You sound like you're discounting that leg a little bit. Here's what they said.
I'm not discounting it. I'm telling you that it does not always work.
Well, I think what I was trying to say, Mr. Attorney General, is
you just want people not to get started. That's all I'm saying.
Right. You're back before that.
Don't forget that aspect of it. So the Congress just passed a $6 billion increase in spending. Some will go to the prevention message. Some will go to law enforcement. But a substantial majority will go to treatment and that kind of thing, which I think is a good bill. It's going to be a nice increase for 2018.
Yeah, I guess what I was trying to say is that, it sounded like they were saying, as law enforcement, the right kind of treatment for, fentanyl or opioids or any of these things that they're seeing in more and more and more isn't prevalent right now. It's not out there. In other words, 30-day treatment and out isn't enough. But I hear what you're saying. You're saying start earlier, obviously. But do you agree that treatment right now is ineffective for this particular problem?
Yeah, I won't say it's hopeless. It does help quite a number of people remove themselves from these addictions. So I'm a big believer in it. But those of us who've watched it pretty closely have seen that people go in two or three times, their families are bankrupted, and they still fail to recover. It's just so heartbreaking. And I guess the message I want to raise is somehow we've got to keep people from going into this funnel that leads to addiction. That's the best solution for it.
We're visiting with U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions here on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG, 735, 44 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo.
Obviously, this was taped on Friday, so apologize for that. But here's his next question now.
Any in Washington, D.C. is for some high-level offenders. Does something like that have a chance of becoming law?
Well, it's actually in the law. Many of these gangs are murdering substantial numbers of people. So they're eligible for the death penalty under current law, and there are even some laws that allow for major drug organization leaders to be subjected to the death penalty. So I think it's time for us to send a message. You bring in these kind of drugs, you could be subjected to a death penalty, even under federal law.
And how far do you think that should trickle down? Should it go down as far as someone in Fargo, North Dakota, who gets the drugs from who knows where and gives them to friends at a concert or something like that? Where would you draw the line if you had the chance to wave a magic wand?
Well, I think if a drug dealer knows that the drugs they're dealing and selling, say, of fentanyl, and the levels is so high that it's deadly, and they don't provide any warning and deliberately sell that, I think any state or local government could consider the death penalty for it. I do think, and the president believes, we need to be tough on these organizations. And that's what we're encouraging our good United States attorneys like Chris Myers is acting here and all over the country. We do what we can to send a message that this nation is not going to accept 68,000 deaths a year. The leading cause of death in America today for Americans 50 years of age and under is overdose drug death. That is just an astounding figure, and President Trump has declared a national emergency because of it. I still think that most people haven't realized the enormity of this threat that we face. We've got a big role as Department of Justice to play in it, but 85% of law enforcement is state and local, and they tell me there's no place in America that has a better partnership between federal and officers than here. So I was very pleased to hear that last night.
The Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, in town for a very important topic, one that we've heard a lot about that is touching many families, many communities, schools, law enforcement, and everything. So very, very interesting conversation there, for sure. And Todd, I don't know if you knew this or not, but he left Fargo and went immediately to Washburn. You know why?
Why?
Evidently, there was a fire truck stolen, and he's trying to get to the bottom of what kind of a lowlife steals a antique fire truck. For crying out loud.
2 seconds after I posted it, they found it. But
Found the truck. Okay, good. It was around the corner, right? It was around the edge. Who moved
they
it?
They probably
who
hit it at the ice cream place or something. An iceberg
more,
there.
More coming up. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Time the radio god Mitchell is here. As we mentioned, you heard our chat with Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, on Friday. All of that related to an announcement that came a little while after our chat with him Friday morning, and that was at the federal building. Chris Myers, the acting U.S. Attorney for North Dakota. I don't know what the correct title is, interim acting, whatever. It sounds like the Attorney General said acting, but Chris is in that post right now and has been for some time, and had a special guest on Friday. We invited him on the program to talk a little bit about all this and the significance of why the Attorney General was here. Chris, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. Remind me, because I don't want to say it wrong, but is the official term interim or is it acting? I don't know
The U.S. attorney position, when a political appointee leaves, goes through certain stages. It goes through acting, interim, and then court-appointed. At the time you become court-appointed, you're the U.S. attorney. So that's my title at this point. Been in the role almost, a little over 3 years now.
Got it. All right. So, because you had that transition during the Obama administration when Tim Burton left the position, right? And and then started in that the other position. Now we have a new administration and awaiting the next U.S. attorney from the thing. And so in the meantime, you just don't have any labels. You're the U.S. attorney.
Correct.
That makes it easier for me. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, we appreciate your good work and certainly have been tracking closely the specific attention on this issue related to fentanyl and opioids and I think all of us have had our eyes open in a new way. And the international connection to that through the work you've done as well is something that caught the attention of the Attorney General Jeff Sessions. One of the reasons he made another of his trips to the field, which is always good. First of all, just walk us through the visit and what you got in the way of a chance to brief the Attorney General on.
Well, of course, we were honored and excited to host the Attorney General to North Dakota and make this particular announcement. As far as I know, I think it's the first time the AG has been to North Dakota to make an announcement on an enforcement action, and the first time the Treasury Department has made a designation under the OFAC designation in North Dakota. So it was a pretty special day on Friday for the entire team and office.
And what kind of time did he spend here? What kind of interaction did you get? Talk a little bit about what you did with the time that he was on the ground here.
Sure. We had an opportunity to have dinner. The management team had dinner with the Attorney General on Thursday night, and then spent the day on Friday at the press event. And the Attorney General also met with our entire office, the staff, and had a chance to just talk about different issues, and it was just an enjoyable 2 days.
So specific to the announcement that he made, you know, again, layman here, but you're gonna tell me the significance from a legal standpoint. But what I thought was significant was, I mean, he's talking about these individuals that he mentioned, and specifically the fact that we're not only going after them, we're going after businesses in China, and it sounded like with some cooperation with international partners. Is that the big significance in what he announced?
I think the significance is the international scope of this particular investigation, and I'll be careful to limit my comments generally. We have a number of pending cases right now, and so, but I think that's a big part of this particular investigation. It spans the entire United States into Canada and, of course, to China. And it's just great teamwork by the U.S. partners, Canadian partners, in this particular case, and the agents that worked on this investigation deserve much of the credit for their hard work over the last 3 years.
An 18-year-old youngster by the name of Bailey Henke from Grand Forks died of an overdose in January of 2015, and so that's where this investigation began. How does the spark tracking this back internationally happen? Walk us through a little bit of the investigation, what you can tell us.
Well, we work these types of cases just like we did in this particular instance. We try to identify, target, and dismantle organizations at the federal level, whether they're in Southern California, Mexico, Canada, or China. We try to take these cases as far as we can. Sometimes we are fortunate to identify and target the international source of supply. Sometimes we're limited. It just kind of depends on the investigation as it goes. And in this particular case, we were able to take it outside the United States.
So what the Attorney General said on Friday was that fentanyl has killed more Americans than any other drug in 2016. Vast majority of it comes from China. Defendants in this particular case trafficked fentanyl from China to 11 states from coast to coast. When you follow that trail, Chris, how does the investigation work? I mean, do you get cooperation from, in this case, Chinese authorities?
Well, when we work these types of cases, when it's a large international case that spans across the United States, there's a lot of coordination that's done from the Special Operations Division in Washington, D.C., and they help us coordinate with all the various agencies across the United States and internationally. And so Special Operations Division has attorneys and agents assigned from the various federal components that help in the coordination. And, of course, many of our cases span across jurisdictional lines, and that coordination is instrumental in trying to help our team coordinate with the appropriate investigative agencies in the United States and elsewhere. And so that's what happened in this particular case and many other cases that we work. And then you couple that coordination with just good, solid gumshoe police work. Creates the success that we've had in this case and a number of cases that we've worked.
So you had the folks charged in this particular investigation from Columbia, from Grand Forks, from Portland, Oregon, from Georgia. From the touches were significant, as I mentioned, several from the District of Oregon as well. Did they all know each other? I mean, I'm not asking you to give me specifics on this case because I know you got an investigation in, but is it typical that these people all the way down the chain are part of a bigger enterprise? They know each other?
Well, I'll just to speak generally in conspiracies that we investigate and prosecute here. Many of the co-conspirators know each other, but of course, criminal organizations are by design to be anonymous, and the the less people that know all the inner workings and identities of all the co-conspirators, that's what they try to do. So many of the co-conspirators do not know each other in these large-scale cases, and they do that on purpose so they don't get caught. And that's one of the challenges that we have, is trying to figure out the connections, the identities, and the scope of these conspiracies. And with the advent of encrypted technology and everything that the criminal organizations do to try to keep themselves hidden, it makes it that much more challenging, especially when you go outside the United States, where the laws are different, the level of cooperation depending on the country is different from country to country, and it is challenging. But I think a key to all of this is developing partnerships and coordinating these cases in a way that that creates success. And we've done a good job here. The agents here are really good at what they do, and that's a lot of it is developing partnerships.
Is there anything you would advise folks to keep an eye out for? I mean, is there things, signs, or you know, you see something, say something, Vane, that related to this, when you talk about that much of it coming from there, that we should be aware of and watching for?
Well, we've talked a lot about that at the community forums. I know you and your station have covered the community forums just generally about drug addiction and opiates, and a lot of it's, you know, common sense as far as what to look for, whether it's changes in behavior to detect whether somebody's perhaps using substances, or if there's a heavy amount of foot traffic at a particular residence at a particular time that seems unusual, those kind of common sense things. But what's been heartening about this whole effort on opiates in our community is just the level of engagement by everybody. And by everybody, I mean healthcare, educators, treatment officials, the media, faith-based organizations. And one thing that was referenced on Friday was the positive trends of overdose numbers in Cass County. And of course, we don't want to become overconfident, because those numbers with the dangerous substances that we are seeing now, that can change in a weekend with fentanyl or carfentanil or the analogs. So there is positive movement in the trends of numbers, at least here in Cass County. We don't have the recent statewide numbers yet. We're waiting for those. But the Blue Ribbon Commission and everybody associated with this particular effort has done a great job in kind of a team effort of approaching this. And our community deserves a lot of credit for everybody kind of stepping up and recognizing the issues and engaging. And that was the theme in all of the community forums and the efforts is this is a community problem that needs a community solution. And so far the response has been positive. And hopefully we can keep ahead of these issues as we move forward. But it's a marathon. Addiction runs deep. It's very challenging, complex. And we need more treatment. We need better treatment. We need more prevention. And then you throw in the enforcement side of things as well. So it's a complex issue, and we'll just keep on plugging away.
Very interesting. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go, Chris?
No, just thanks for your help in getting the message out, and it's helpful to have positive media coverage on everybody's efforts, and I want to thank everybody who is partnered with us and the other partners in this fight, and we'll keep on it.
The Attorney General, I saw a news story the other day talking about the fact that he's been to 40-some offices around the country. I mean, that's fantastic. The Attorney General deserves some credit there. And you heard Chris say first time he's done that related to an enforcement action that was announced here. So historic part of that as well. It's just, I think, very good for the taxpayers and the citizens following this wanting to know there is action being taken. It's good to know. Chris, thanks for the time. We appreciate it very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Chris Myers, our U.S. Attorney, on What's on Your Mind. More after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Apache, great resource for you as we head into another growing season. These folks know spraying, and you know, when you need the best of the best, it's a good idea to go to the experts, isn't it? When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys that know spray application, and nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. They're in Mandan. You can call them over there if you can't wait. Just want to know right now. Hey, you got this in stock? 663-2375, their Mandan number. Or you can stop at CM, obviously. Also south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60. That's the frontier location of High Plains Apache. They're right to the east of the Walmart there, exit 60.
across the interstate. Can't miss them. Tell them Scott sent you.
You have the worst of the worst of the jokes from that woman this weekend. Do we want to play her horrible jokes, Todd? I hesitate to give her much more attention, but, you know, obviously a lot of people have been interested in this morning. And
I was supposed to put some context to it for anybody who hasn't heard it, but...
Maybe. I'll see if I have time left. I have a text from a listener saying, you forgot to ask the main question of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Where's our second special counsel to investigate the real crimes versus President Trump, our election, our Constitution, and for equal justice for all? It's not uncommon when you have, especially an attorney general coming, in this case, for a enforcement and action announcement, that they would say, we're going to take questions on the subject matter we're here to talk about and nothing else. And then you got to decide at that point whether you are okay with that or whether you want to not do the interview on the matter at hand. Obviously, it was significant enough news in what was being announced. We just decided we would. Steve Holstrom and I split the time on that interview. Steve hosts our morning show, as you heard him during the interview talk about the Need to Know morning show, and that was Friday morning. And Steve did ask, you know, because he wasn't real comfortable with that either, and said, you know, can we at least talk about the pressure cooker right now and, you know, that, and there wasn't much of an answer there. So anyway, I think it's a fair point, and we'll always ask the questions that need to be asked. Obviously, you know, one question I wanted to ask him is a lot of our listeners don't think you or others in the Justice Department are doing their job as it pertains to attacks on this president. Meanwhile, the other side gets a lot, you know, seems to get all the attention. TLC, I wanted to ask him that. No dice. Didn't have a chance, so I apologize for that. All right, you want to do this, Todd? A little bit, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some of the bad stuff from this comedian. I'm not saying her name. We don't want to promote her. The White House Correspondents Association dinner. You've been calling about it all morning, outraged at some of the things she said. So hear them for yourselves here.
A lot of people want Trump to be impeached. I do not. Because just when you think Trump is awful, you remember Mike Pence. You guys got to stop putting Kellyanne on your shows. All she does is lie. We are graced with Sarah's presence tonight. I have to say, I'm a little starstruck. I love you as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, well.
Was any of that funny? She's a comedian, right?
No, it was mean.
Comedian, it was mean, not funny. Mean, not funny.
Well, it's a roast, but I, you know.
No, yeah, it was like, mean. That was over the...
That was past scene.
I don't know how many people have seen it. Handmaid's Tale. I have seen that. It's really quite the series. Aunt Lydia, that was not a compliment.
Hey, Kellyanne Conway, she lies. Let me bend over and catch myself here with my breath because it's so darn funny. I don't think it's funny at all. Do not play any of that despicable woman's comments, says a texter. Well, it's too late. I apologize for that.
Well, now you know what we're all mad at in case you don't know.
Yeah, exactly right.
To put some context to it.
Exactly right. Pedro in Grafton, caller of the day, says another listener. Pedro is the one wondering why it is that, I think what he was doing is contrasting illegal immigrants coming across the border and then the Native American community, and by and large suggesting more people realize the American dream because it's available to all. But you need to be legal. Exactly right. Need to be legal. Another texter here says it'd be nice if we could track down drugs all the way to China and prosecute people, but we cannot stop a crazy juvenile who's been reported many times from doing a bad thing. I think it has something to do with North Dakota values. Good job, North Dakota law enforcement. Not sure I know what other case she's talking about there, or he's talking about. We can track down drugs all the way to China and prosecute people, but we cannot stop a crazy juvenile who's been reported many times from doing a bad thing. Anybody know who the crazy juvenile is, or is this just a generic comment, do you think? Alfie Evans says another, the future of socialized health care. Why is no one talking about this? Especially the line. Well, we did talk about it actually at the beginning of the show. But more people could be talking about it for sure. What happened to the National Guard sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to keep these people out of the USA? I believe they're down there, aren't they? I think they're down there. Again, this isn't a huge presence, but it is some states' National Guard activated and down there. Pretty darn sure. For sure. Oh, the Parkland shooter is who they were talking about, says someone. The juvenile. Parkland shooter. Okay. All right. Out of time, my friends. God bless you one and all. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.